Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to this little song and dance that we call Gwinnett Business Radio here from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio. I am merely Mike Salmond, alongside the wonderful and great Stephen Julian, who is sitting in one of the nice comfy seats today.
I know, I got a bonus, but I am not singing or dancing for you today. If we want people to listen and come back, you do not want that to happen.
It could make good video, though, you know, for our YouTube channel.
That's true.
You were dancing a few weeks ago. We played a little, Captain and Tennille, and
I
You were back in the 70s. Took me back to
seventh grade dance, so.
You doing okay?
I'm doing great.
Well, good. We got two people here I wanted to introduce you to.
Well, that is fantastic. I can't wait to meet them.
Joining us on the program today from Club Z with an exclamation point, home tutoring service. So I guess that should be, it should
Club
be
Club Z.
Club Z.
That's right.
Monica, is it Karis?
Yes.
Monica Karis. She is the owner of the company. We'll talk about all about Club Z in home tutoring service. We'll do that the entire show. It's going to drive Monica crazy.
And, or brand her, one of the two. It'll be a good branding technique.
And Okello Bristol is the owner of Southeast Commercial Services. Stephen, you're probably wondering, what is Southeast Commercial Services?
I found out before the show, but I can't wait for our listeners to find out.
There you go. Okello, good morning, and we'll be talking to you in just a few minutes.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right, Monica, we're going to start with you. Club Z, I'm not going to yell it out because I know it'll get old real quick, but Club Z in-home tutoring service. I think I have a fairly good idea what you do, but for our listeners, why don't you explain what your company does?
Fantastic. We provide customized academic solutions for students pre-K all the way through into college. We do some college tutoring as well. We've been in business Club Z has been in business for about 20 years, but I actually purchased a franchise and just opened our Gwinnett franchise in March of 2015.
Okay, so this is a franchise.
Yes.
What's the Club Z? Is there some, you know, we have Z, our one of our producers here, so we figured if he ever opened a nightclub or a dance club, it would be Club Z, but he can't use that name now.
Is
there somebody named Z who owns the rights, or how's that work?
No, we're A to Z, and we cover everything in between. So that's where the Z comes from, and we...
The A is understood.
That's
the
right.
There you go.
It wouldn't be Club A to Z then?
No.
Club Z.
Too long to say.
I got you.
Now, I have a question. You said that you guys do customized academic solutions. So talk a little bit about the customization and how that makes you different from maybe some other people who just offer standardized academic solutions.
Sure. First of all, we don't do, with the exception of some of our test prep services, we do not do any mandatory diagnostic testing. We really want to get to know the student, get to know their learning style, and really set up a plan, an educational plan that's specific to them. If they're a visual learner, we want to make sure we match them with a tutor who's going to have that teaching style. The other thing is we don't have our own curriculum. We really want to make a difference in the classroom where the students are. If students are struggling with their grades in the classroom, well, that's where we want to help them. So we really try to follow whatever curriculum the school is using. So that might be slightly different between public and private schools.
Tell us about your background and how you got to where you are today, and why you decided to open this business.
I have been in the business world for a little over 20 years now. I actually came from the IT staffing world, handling operations. I was the director of operations for a small family-owned business here in the Gwinnett County area. Decided that I really wanted to kind of get out, spread my wings, and do something on my own. Both of my parents were teachers. I grew up in Kentucky in a rural area, and they taught school for over 30 years before they retired. So I got to see firsthand growing up the challenges not only that students face, but teachers face as well. So at a young age, I decided I did not want to teach because I saw the challenges that they had and how the industry was changing. So I really migrated into the business world. Well, when I decided to start my own business, I thought, why not take that passion that I have for education, because I really want to see our students succeed and thrive, and then match that with my business knowledge and create a business to support that.
Now, in the title of your company is In-Home Tutoring Services. So how far is the reach of your particular branch of Club Z? Where do you guys service?
We service most of Gwinnett County, as well as into Hall County, the southern part of Hall County a little bit.
And so every single service is in-home. So it really is one-on-one tutoring. They will come to your home and get the plan set up and start working.
Yes, absolutely.
Is it mostly weekly? Can it be daily? How often can a tutor, how often could I set up a customized plan for my child in my home? How often could a tutor be showing up?
It really varies. Definitely at least weekly. Mm-hmm. But it kind of depends on what the goals are for the student and what goals do the parents have. Where do they want to see their children educational wise? And then we kind of determine, okay, well, if this is your goal and this is where you are today, how many sessions do we need to set up? How often do we need to be touching base with you to make sure you're on target to reach those goals?
We're talking with Monica Karras with Club Z In-Home Tutoring.
You're right.
Services.
That's already gotten
I did it. There's obviously two big elements here. There's the tutors and the students. Let me start with the tutors. How do you qualify the tutors? How do you get the best tutors? What are you looking for when it comes to the tutors?
Ideally, my tutors come from their current teachers. They're teachers either in the public school system or in the private school system, because I really want them familiar with the curriculum that's being taught to the students in the classroom. Now, there are some exceptions to that. For example, not all high school teenagers respond well to adults.
I've got a couple I could share.
I've heard that. I've read that.
I've seen that, yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. I have teenagers myself, so I definitely understand. So sometimes they may respond to somebody who's a little closer in age. So I may recruit tutors out of some of our local colleges here nearby. One example of that is I have a chemistry major who's attending one of our private universities. She lives in Decula, and so she is a fantastic chemistry tutor. She understands what the students are dealing with in the classroom today. She's very up on study techniques and how to be more efficient with her studying. She has always taken more than a full load in college. So those are the types of tutors that I'm looking for. The ones that are going to resonate with the students and really make that personal connection.
All right. The other side of the equation, the students. Are these students that maybe need help in all areas, maybe just one subject they just want to get a little bit better at, or does it kind of run the gamut?
It really runs the gamut. I've got students that are the reluctant learners. They're the ones struggling in the classroom, kind of hovering between that D, F, F line that really want to improve their GPA.
And I know a lot of students, Monica, these days, just sitting in the classroom, the classroom learning experience is just not right for them. They have trouble kind of just sitting still. And so the tutoring is very helpful.
Exactly. A lot of the students that we see today struggle with ADD. So common classroom distractions is a huge problem that a lot of our students are faced with, as well as the fact that our classroom sizes are large. So there's only a short amount of time that teacher has to spend with each child. And sometimes they just need a little more attention outside the classroom.
So the student experience runs the gamut. Let me just ask, kind of, how does it start? If I'm a parent and I'm calling for my child, what's the process to get from first call to your service to having the tutor in the home?
Yeah. Well, really, the first call will be about, you telling me what you're seeing. What are you seeing? What are you experiencing? What are some of your fears? What are some of the challenges you feel like your child is facing in the classroom? And where is it you would like to see them in the future? After that, after we kind of get acquainted and make sure that the style of program that I have is going to be the right fit for you, then I schedule a free in-home consultation with every family. And the reason why I do that is because I like to meet the student. I want to understand their personality, what makes them tick, you know, what's going to make their eyes sparkle a little bit. How are we best going to reach that student? So I like to meet the student. I like to meet the parents.
Are these, and this is, would this be in the home, at their home? So you, yes, you could see the home environment.
Yes, absolutely. I want to understand, you know, where do they study? Do they come home from school and sit down at the kitchen table and start on their homework right away? You know, do they blow off some steam first and play a round of basketball and then go up to their room and focus on studying? You know, how, what is the environment like and how can we help them improve that?
Let me ask, for parents who maybe haven't yet done tutoring, how is your experience going to be a lot different than other experiences, apart from the obvious one of, I think we've all been driven by and seen a tutoring center. So the in-home versus come into a center is obviously going to be some difference. What are some of the other differences in value add that you guys are looking to add?
Well, I think because we do in-home tutoring, there's a lot of flexibility in our schedules. Today, a lot of our students or our children are involved in a lot of activities, and we want them involved in those activities. You know, education can't be their only thing. It's good for them to be involved in sports, music, you know, whatever their interests are. So having tutors that can work around their schedule and meet them, you know, where they are, is that's huge. And that's also huge for parents, especially today. You know, most families, two income families, both parents working, you know, they work all day, they fight traffic to get home, and then their child is sitting there struggling, you know, to study for a test. And then two, because we go in the home, every situation is customized. We can move at the pace of that student.
Let me ask you a basic question that I'm sure a lot of listeners may have that have maybe thought about tutoring for their children, but never really seriously looked into it or made that first phone call because they're thinking, I can't afford tutoring. Can you kind of give us a broad idea of what it would cost to have a tutor come in?
Well, first of all, we do not have any long-term contracts. Everything is really more month to month. And the reason for that is we want to be flexible. We don't want to lock you into something long-term because that student's needs could change. So we set it up really based on an hourly rate. The hourly rate could vary anywhere from 42 to 48, kind of depending upon the subject matter and, you know, the grade level of the student. And then we just go from there. Two, a lot of times, if I understand the budget constraints that a family is working within, I'll try to make some recommendations. You know, even if we can't get them to their goal, well, okay, let's compromise. You know, if maybe they don't have to have an A, maybe, you know, a B would be okay if that fits within your financial budget.
This may be a dumb question, but, you know, you think of colleges and financial aid and grants and things like that. Is there anything like that that a parent could look into for their child for tutoring if they're in high school or grade school?
Well,
that's my dumb question for the show.
No, it's definitely not a dumb question. I have been doing some research in that area as well. I have not been successful in finding anything, but especially in working with nonprofits, I want to make sure, I would love to reach some of these organizations that that service some of our underprivileged children, but I have not been able to find a source for that yet. So if somebody knows of one, I would love to hear it because I would really love to reach more students in the area.
The question I was going to ask, and I don't know if it's a dumb question, it just might be a very simple no question, is because of the customization that you bring, which is obviously different than a lot of the mandatory curriculum or set curriculum that someone is set to go through, do you also offer any services for some specialized situations? I'm thinking specifically of children more than just ADD, you know, children, autism spectrum, Asperger's, different things like that. Is there any customized services for parents of those children?
Absolutely. Really, my goal is once I understand what your need is, then I make sure if I don't have that tutor on staff, I go find that tutor that's appropriate. So if they need to be skilled in working with particular learning disabilities or mental disabilities, then that's what I go find.
As much as I hate to do this, I've got to give you credit for a great question there, Steve.
Yes. Wow.
First time, 3 years, first time I've ever said on air. That was a great question, Stephen.
That's even better than the sound effects.
Mark this date down.
I'm writing it in my notebook. Dear diary, today Mike said, okay, go ahead.
Monica, again, it's a Club Z in-home tutoring service. Not that I'm telling you that, you already know that. I'm telling our listeners again. Tell us how people can reach out to you, give her the website, any phone numbers, contact information you'd like to share.
Sure. They can always reach us through our website at www.clubztutoring.com/Gwinnett, or give me a call at 678-804-4686.
Does our producer Z have any questions for Club Z? Nope, I guess not. Okay. Monica, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Mike, the best part about that first interview is we're talking about kids, and anybody who has kids, we all love our children, right?
There's certain most times. Of the days. There you go. Have to qualify it.
That leads perfectly into our first little read of the day, which is love is what makes a Subaru. And we are in the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. You and all of our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. They can visit SubaruofGwinnett.com, check out all the cars that are in their inventory. They can even go in and join the family and come in and see the difference. They can follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
Well done. All right, our next guest now here on Gwinnett Business Radio joins us from Southeast Commercial Services. He's the owner, Okello Bristol. Okello, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us all about Southeast Commercial Services, or as we like to say, Southeast Commercial Services. Oh, wait, you don't have the exclamation point. Southeast Commercial Services. What do you do, Okello?
Well, we are a full-service janitorial company, and we provide a full range of janitorial services to commercial properties. We service commercial kitchens, dining areas. We work with office buildings, hotels, and resorts. We also service government buildings and agencies. We have a special service that we also provide for retirement homes, helping them remove that retirement home smell out of their facilities.
All right. So, I'm sure Stephen will have questions about that in a second. But Janet,
I was thinking just the smell at retirement homes. I can think of a lot of smells, but we'll skip that right now.
Janitorial services. So you start this business. It's fairly new, very competitive field. What were you thinking? What makes you different, actually, from the other competitors out there?
Well, we have two lines of services that really differentiate us from our competitors. The first is the fact that we clean acoustic ceiling tiles. This is a service that's not readily available in our area, and a lot of our customers don't quite understand the benefits of that service. The second thing we do is we make most floor service skid resistant, which is something that is required by our federal government, by OSHA, and something that is also required by the American with Disability Act.
Let me ask you to expand a little bit on at least the first of those answers, if not the second one. When it comes to acoustic ceiling tile, everybody probably kind of knows what you're talking about. But then when you said they don't realize what you can do or how to clean it, what makes what you do unique? How does cleaning acoustic ceiling tile, how can somebody screw that up if they use the wrong company or if they don't ever get it cleaned? What problems are they going to run into?
And how do they even get dirty in the first place?
Well, I mean,
I don't walk on the ceiling. I mean, Lionel Richie might, but I don't.
No, he danced on the ceiling, but anyway.
Well, the most common commercial ceiling is your suspended acoustic tile, and most people know them to be called drop ceilings. And since their development in the early 1950s, there have been over 2,000 different styles that are currently out there. Ceiling tiles are manufactured using these material wool fiber boards, which become dirty layer by layer. Acoustic ceiling tiles are porous surface, which become dirty layer by layer, as I said, from the inside out. Microscopic or large soil particles float in the air and stick to the interior parts of the surface, and they bleed out through the pores and ultimately become visible. And they form that shim or that discoloration that you tend to see. The soil is made up of dirt, grease, nicotine, tar, body and cooking oil, and other types of microscopic dust that are available through the air. Literally, anytime someone sneezes or cough, substance is leave within their ceiling tiles. Fatty acids and amino acids from cooking, from cigarettes, from body oils act like magnets, and they pull more dirt, soil, bacteria, fungus, and even dead microscopic organisms into your ceiling tiles. And that's what you see when you look up.
And your process of cleaning it, it's not as simple as just take them out and hose them off.
I'm sorry, Stephen. Okello just freaked me out.
Yeah. You asked the question how they get dirty. I'm like, they've been sitting there for 20 years.
I'm never
going to
get out of bed again. Oh, my God.
Yeah, most people don't quite understand how dirty the ceiling tiles actually are. And to dispose of them, you actually need special permit, because after time, they become so heavy with those microorganic materials.
Mike is over here getting hand solution, but I think it's going to go on more than his hands. But that's a thing for radio. So cleaning them is not as simple as just taking them out and hosing them off. I would imagine you need a special process, which is what you do that your competitors don't do.
Correct. Actually, if you took them out and hose them off, you will completely ruin them, and the water touching them will cause water stains and it'll become unsightly.
Right.
We need special chemicals, and they need to be applied in a special way in order to keep the structure of the tile, keep the acoustic value of the tile, and retain its fire rating.
All right. Okello, let me get you a little bit more into the skid resistant. When you talk about skid resistant flooring, there's a little bit of OSHA standards, but a lot of it, especially business owners, they want to make sure their floors are as skid resistant as possible so they don't get sued. Is that the first and foremost, or what are some of the other considerations that you guys bring to the table that business owners aren't thinking about when it comes to floors that people can skid and fall on?
Well, federal law does require that most businesses, even non-restaurant businesses, even a regular CPA, as long as you have people coming into your property, that your floor must be skid resistant. So you are liable for lawsuits if a customer or employee falls in your store or business. For many years, there hasn't been a really good solution in order to become compliant with these requirements without making your floors look extremely ugly or putting expensive carpet rugs or mats that you constantly have to replace on your surface. Another method that was around a little while ago was called a Scopgat, which used like an acid to scrape off the top layer of your tile, which leaves a very ugly looking tile, and the method did not last for a very long time. So what my product does actually is we make your floor skid resistant without changing the look of your tile. We also don't apply anything topical to your tile, so there's nothing to peel, crack, or to become discolored later on. We actually change the surface of the tile itself so that what you're left with is a tile that is safer wet when we're finished treating it than it is dry right now.
All right, Okello, and we're talking with Okello Bristol with Southeast Commercial Services. A couple of questions. You talked about the ceiling tiles and the floors, but you're a full service janitorial service, right? I mean,
correct. We're a full service janitorial service. We can handle any problem that you have, from your bathroom to your kitchen. We can remove spots in your wall. If you have a carpet issue or a moldy carpet issue, we have partnerships with other firms in our area to completely come into your facility and make your facility clean as bright as new as possible.
Now, can you come to my house and do this, or is it purely commercial?
Well, for our cleaning service, it's purely commercial, but for our non-skid floor service, we do go into residential properties, because the most important people to us are the people that we live with, and the last thing you want is a loved one to fall in our home or in our tubs and become hurt there. So not only do we do these in residential properties, commercial properties, but we also come into homes. Now, one of the most dangerous places in our homes is the bathroom. Most accidents that happens in the home happen with someone entering or leaving a bathroom or a tub, and our product works on tubs as well.
I'll tell you another dangerous spot, Stephen, is the garage. When you know, you walk in from the rain and it's wet, I've slipped. Rarely in the bathroom, but in the garage, I do it all the time. The garage I have right now, it's got this little, some people will like put something on their garage floor, mm-hmm. and it makes it very slippery when it gets wet.
Too bad you can't sue yourself, Mike.
I'm going to sue my mom. She's got it at her house too.
Well, we could come into your garage as well, and we could actually fix those problems also. And even if you don't have some sort of nieces over your garage floor, if you just have regular concrete, our product works with concrete as well. And we know you're driving your cars in there constantly. You may have some oil that may drip from under your car, which will make your surface very slippery. We'll be able to apply our solution to that surface. And even with oil on the surface, you still have a very high skid resistant surface, which you should should not be falling on.
Okello, I'm going to take you away from Mike's garage, and I'm going to bring you back to the full service janitorial services and commercial. You talked about commercial kitchens. You talked about restaurants, office space, government offices, retirement homes. So I'm going to ask you a very obvious question. How do you find most of your new clients?
We do a lot of direct mail. We do most of our new customers are actually coming from word of mouth and references from our old customers. We have a very high retention value, and most of our clients tend to refer us to new clients, and that's how we tend to generate new business.
And when it comes to separating yourself from your competition, when you laid out all the different types of places you can go to and all the different types of things you can do, there's not a lot of competition that can cover that breadth of amount of service, I'm assuming.
There's a lot of companies out there that specialize in one area or another, or specialize in one particular service sector, whether it be commercial kitchens or it be medical staff or something like that. Our products can actually be used in a wide variation of environments, and we are OSHA certified, we are America with Disability Act certified, and we are Health Department certified. So all the chemicals that we use are completely safe and won't hurt your customers, your clients, or any products that you have within your facilities.
You know, Mike, when business owners are looking to get certain things done, sometimes they look at price. Sometimes they want to find kind of an up and coming company. And sometimes they want to just go with the company they know can handle whatever they're going to throw at them. Clearly, at least on that last part, that's why Southeastern Commercial Services is the one they need to call. They can cover anything, including your acoustic ceiling tile, which has now scared Mike half to death.
But did you just become a spokesperson for Southeast Commercial Services?
If you're a smart business owner, you're going to call Southeast Commercial Services right now.
Okello, are you paying him under the table right
now? Nope, not at all.
Something going on that I'm missing?
I just know when I hear good businesses, and I've heard two of them this morning.
Well, we've got two business owners, and we Monica, I was surprised. I thought Monica was going to say she was a teacher before she became, did the in-home tutoring and bought the franchise. You started your business fairly recently. Too, within the last couple of years, Okello. What were you doing in your previous life?
I actually was a manager for a hedge fund. This business is actually home by, with myself.
I didn't see that coming either.
Most people don't see that one coming.
He knows how to get down and dirty, and then he knows how to clean up messes.
Right. Well, exactly. After the big mess the financial industry caused a little while ago, I really decided that I wanted to become an entrepreneur and pursue my own business. And after a long discussion with myself and my wife, we decided that this is the kind of business that we wanted to get into, something that we could do locally, really help the businesses in our community, and give a strong footprint to our children.
So you were in the financial world, it got all crazy, and you were smart and got out. So I already know you're smarter than Steven. He stayed in the business.
That's another story for another show. But you just did this here recently, but Southeast Commercial Services has... Did you buy the business? I would imagine this acoustic cleaning and the non-skid, that's not relatively recent. There's some history behind that.
No, there's over 100 years of history behind the company generally. Southeast Commercial Services is my business that we purchased. We purchased into a franchise in the sense that we get the chemicals from a overhead company. We got training and all of the materials that we need to perform a great service for your business. But the business, Southeast Commercial, is new to this area. So we're trying to get our word out into the Gwinnett area and let people know that, you don't have to replace your ceiling tiles. You don't have to paint over them. You could keep the acoustic value that you originally purchased and the look and the feel that you originally wanted with your ceilings.
Got to give you credit, Steven. Another great question.
Wow.
I was thinking Okello was like down in his basement with the broom handle and the big vat and going, fee, fine, putting all the chemicals in and spitting it up and mixing it up in his basement. But you cleared that up.
Just keep talking.
He's the winner?
Dear Diary.
All right, this is today, for you, Steven.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!
You beat me today. Congratulations.
You got to walk that aisle. Get the 1, 2, 3.
You got your wrestling reference there. That was for you because you earned it today. Okello, let our listeners know how they can reach out to you to find out more about your services, or not really find out more. I think they found out everything they need to know today, but to go ahead and hire you.
Well, You can always call me at 678-235-5992. And my email address is obristol@southeast.cs.com. But again, the best way to reach me is by telephone, 678-235-5992.
I'm sorry.
And
that's all right. You're basking in the glow of how great you've
done. He's working for the man.
That's right.
He's working for him.
Well, I'm looking at his card. And I wanted to ask one other question that we did not ask. What's the scope of how far you can go? Is it mostly Gwinnett County? Can you go into Metro Atlanta? What's the reach for Southeast Commercial Services?
Well, we're called Southeast Commercial Services, and we are dedicated to go anywhere in the Southeast to meet our customer needs.
There you go.
We could travel. We do local. No job is too big. No job is too small. If you give us a call, we'll come out there, we'll give you a quote, and we'll give you great service.
And just to confirm, I guess I'm on an interview here to become the spokesman, thanks to you. So don't forget, call them at 678-235-5992 or email Okello at obristol@southeast-cs.com. Is that right?
That is correct. Thank
wow.
you very much.
There we go. I'll have my contract after the show.
Okello, thank you very much. Monica, apparently you and I should have been talking before the show because we just got tagged.
No, I'm talking to her too. I'm you know, licensing. It's the way to go, Mike.
All right. Appreciate it. You got one more piece of business to do before we call it a show?
I do have another business that we love to work with and we love here at Gwinnett Business Radio is Faratech. Faratech is great people and remarkable service. Faratech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offer outstanding customer service. Faratech offers a 100% guarantee on all Faratech products, so you know that they are going to stand behind their quality. For more info, visit Faratech.com. That's FARRATECH.com.
All right, Stephen, want to remind our listeners that our show is coming to you live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios, and you can always listen to any of our shows anytime 24/7 by going to GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can also download any of the shows from iTunes. We ask you to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X. We want you to like us on Facebook as well at Gwinnett Radio X. And Stephen, did you like the little Ric Flair that I got in the show today?
I loved it. That was fantastic. And you deserve credit for that. That was very smart, very witty. And the other thing I found out here at the end of the show, not only should all business owners call Southeast Commercial Services for their cleaning needs, but you can get Club Z in-home tutoring. And now, unfortunately, our producer is going to have to call his the other Club Z.
Yeah. That disco that he was going to start opening up in Midtown.
Yeah.
It's going to be the other Club Z.
And maybe a question mark. So it would be, so you can have Club Z in home tutoring services and the other Club Z. That's what we ask on Friday night.
Can I take the Ric Flair back?
No.
You should have stopped while you were on top. All right, Stephen, I appreciate it. We'll see you next time. Want to thank our guests as well. And, of course, our producers, Z, the original Z, by the way, and Trey. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
We need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Faratech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Faratech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Faratech.com.